My name is Minnie Getz. I'm recording this onto a cassette tape because my life has gotten really crazy of late. I had sex today. It feels so good to imagine that he might be thinking about me. I wonder if anybody loves me who I don't know about.
I get distracted sometimes. I'm overwhelmed by my all-consuming thoughts about sex and men.
I don't know what's wrong with you. I think you'd be more into boys.
You have a kind of power, you know. You don't know it yet.
Okay, here's the deal. One of the more daring films out there in cinemas right now is The Diary of a Teenage Girl. Based on an underground comic, the film tells a raw story about a 15-year-old girl in the 70s who explodes into a sexual awakening. After starting an affair with her mother's boyfriend, she searches for bigger experiences, deliberately wanting to become an adult and engaging in more and more risky behavior. The Diary of a Teenage Girl managed to present her life without falling too far on one side or the other of condemnation or cheerleading. The choices she makes are often dangerous and not mature at all, but that is the essence of adolescence, making bad decisions while thinking you're grown up enough to do so. Without excusing any of these bad decisions, the movie captures the volatile emotions of a teenager and wraps the whirlwind thoughts of those growing up into the characters and their actions. It may not always be comfortable to watch, but there's a lot of truth in it, even if the story goes to the extreme to reach that. The film works by allowing the viewer to look at it with his or her own prejudices, resulting in each audience member having a different experience in the theater. Love them or hate them, you'll definitely get to know the characters as people. The Diary of a Teenage Girl gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.